On January 28th, four inmates escaped from a Texas county jail after 10 days on the run, culminating in a six-hour standoff between police and two of the inmates yesterday. The prisoners are now in custody. The incident is one of a series of recent escapes in Texas, and it's raising serious questions about security at the state's county jails. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
The whole incident began with one simple, tragic mistake. That's according to Chris Hamilton, the sheriff of Montague County, where the escape took place. A female correctional officer, who was on the floor alone, opened a cell door belonging to Charles Jordan and Curtis Gamble.
They rushed her, overpowered her with homemade shanks, and basically took her as a hostage.
Then Gamble entered a control room where another female guard was working. The inmates forced her to open two other cells, those belonging to Joshua Bagwell and Crystal Soto, a woman. All four were highly dangerous. Gamble and Bagwell were convicted murderers. Soto and Jordan were about to be arraigned on capital murder charges. The escape is a painful reminder that many of Texas's 255 county jails are not secure. Last year, there were 141 escapes. That includes inmates who've broken out of facilities and those who fled after having been allowed outside. Still, not all county jails have security problems.
Go down there and get strip searched.
At the Caldwell County Jail, 30 miles south of Austin, Correctional Officer Derek Evans leads four inmates down a corridor to be strip searched.
When they come out of their cell, we pat them down and we search them. When they come out of the kitchen, we strip search them, make sure they don't have any contraband, any shanks, anything like that.
There's a reason for such tight security. Like most county jails, all kinds of inmates come through here. Some are serving short sentences. Others are hardcore criminals awaiting trial or about to be transferred to state prison. The last escape anyone can remember happening in Caldwell County was in 1992. Jail Captain Keith Jeffrey says there's a key to keeping inmates inside these walls.
Constant supervision by the officers. We're constantly counting and making sure that everybody's here, and we do that on an hourly basis.
But Jeffrey says he wishes his officers were paid more than the $21,000 they make a year. Turnover's a real problem, and while he provides a lot of on-the-job training, Jeffrey says more instruction is needed. The state requires all county jailers to get 80 hours of classroom training before they complete their first year on the job, but the state doesn't require them to get any training before they start the job. Charlie Wilkerson is with the Combined Law Enforcement Associations of Texas, a union for law enforcement and correctional officers.
If we're going to entrust these people with the job of protecting their communities and their families and our children, then I think we're going to have to pay them. And we're going to have to put some value and some training behind those jobs.
But county officials say their budgets are strapped, and many sheriffs reject the idea of upfront training. They say they don't have time to wait for someone to get trained when a position needs to be filled immediately. Others say more training isn't necessary.
They get as much training, especially in the small counties, as they possibly can get.
Terry Julian is executive director for the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. Julian says a big reason for escapes is because prisoners are moved around a lot, and so the 60,000 county jail inmates have many opportunities to try to make a run for it.
Inmates have all day long to think about ways of trying to escape.
Meanwhile, last Wednesday in Hood County, southwest of Fort Worth, two county jail inmates crawled out of an air conditioning vent and escaped. One has been caught, the other is still at large. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.